My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So I spent a couple of Saturdays ago with my Black Effect Podcast Network family, including Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, my guys Troy and Rashad from EYL, and Tam Bam from We Talk Bad Podcast in Nashville, Tennessee for Nissan's The Thrill of Possibility Summit, which featured 50 HBCU students studying STEM. During that two-day event, we recorded the live podcast, which you're about to hear. It features Chandra Vassar, Vice President and Chief DEI Officer of Nissan Americas, and her job is to drive DEI and develop plans and partnerships to share the company's DEI commitment with employees, customers, and the community. It was a dope conversation. I hope you get something from it. Listen in.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all been enjoying today?
Yeah.
Give yourselves a round of applause for going through this, man. It's great to have you. So I'm super excited to have this conversation today because so often we hear about the pipeline. There's companies that say they can't find Black talent, you know, and we obviously know that that's not true because there's 50 of y'all here today who are doing the work to make sure that your future is a lot brighter and that our collective future is a lot brighter by bringing your perspectives and your disciplines to the workforce. So give yourselves another round of applause. So with that, you know, I'm excited because there are companies that are putting their money where their mouth is. And today we are having a conversation with Chandra Vassar, who is the Chief DEI Officer at Nissan Americas. Welcome, Chandra.
Thank you.
Y'all give it up for her. Give it up for her. And so I want to first ask you a little bit about your background. You've been at Nissan since 2004, and you continue to get more and more responsibility. So tell us your Nissan story.
So my Nissan story. I started out at Nissan 18 years ago. Again, as I mentioned earlier, my background was finance accounting. So I started out as a senior financial analyst supporting our manufacturing operations located in Smyrna, Tennessee, which is in the suburbs of Nashville. And so I always felt like I needed to make sure that I was very vocal about what I wanted out of my career. So I took every opportunity to raise my hand for new opportunities. I continued to rise through the corporate ranks, moving from analyst to manager to senior manager. Then I was promoted to director, which is our first level executive, and was actually the first African-American female appointed to an executive position at Nissan.
Y'all get that up for get that up. Yeah.
An HBCU alum, remember?
Yeah.
So with that promotion, I moved into our purchasing part of the business and had this huge scope responsible for buying a lot of the services that we use as a company. So, you know, an event like this, the buying that goes into this event was within my scope. So anything that was marketing and sales, labor in our manufacturing facilities, or any non-production things, parts, supplies that we, not parts, but supplies that we needed in the manufacturing process, IT, HR, you name it. But I also had responsibility for supplier diversity. So that was one of the forays that I had into the diversity space. Then after that, I moved back into finance as a director and was the controller for our purchasing organization. Then I was the controller for our finance company, Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Then I became the controller for our U.S. marketing and sales, which includes after sales, cost of quality, all of the cars that we sell in the U.S. market, our sales audit process. And then from there, I was tapped on the shoulder for this opportunity to move into our first ever newly created vice president and chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer role. And so I would say that getting there was, again, what I said at the very beginning. I was always vocal about where I wanted my career to go and how I wanted it to grow. I was always very thoughtful in setting goals and adjusting and changing as I saw fit. I was also very clear and understood that you don't get everything you want, right? Mm. Your career, especially in a major corporation, is going to be a combination of what you want out of it, but also what the company needs. So it has to be mutual. So there were oft times that I took on opportunities that weren't necessarily the ones that I wanted, but I would say that when I took those opportunities, I learned, I developed networks, I received mentors and sponsors, and it was those opportunities in addition to the ones that I wanted that got me to where I am today.
Yeah. So when we started to prepare for this conference, I was thinking about, I'm really interested in what the core mission of a company is. And when I looked at the mission and the DNA of Nissan, it was do what others don't dare to do. And so what does that mean in practice when you're talking about the people of Nissan? Do what others don't dare to do.
So as you said, that is our DNA. So do what others don't dare to do was a core belief of our founder. And that's exactly what he did when he founded Nissan. And one thing that he did was that he learned. He took on opportunities to get in on the ground floor and really learn about technologies and build his skill sets as he was ready to actually found the company. And so that in practice is about us as a learning and innovative company. So what it means to our employees is that we want our employees to continuously learn and innovate. And it is with that sort of mindset that we can be the first with new introduction of new technologies in the market, such as Nissan being the first automotive company to introduce a mass-produced all-electric vehicle.
Yeah, take that. No, give it up for that. I mean,
the Nissan Leaf.
Yeah, you know, I think about, so when we talk about your opportunities in the marketplace, obviously we're having this conversation today because there is diverse talent that doesn't always get an opportunity, and you guys are stepping up to the plate to recruit. You know, these, you're here today because we need a pipeline of, you know, full of black talent. And so often you see companies who may have a faux pas because they didn't have enough diverse candidates at the table to talk about what things may mean culturally. And so when you think about even having people at the table in the boardroom, at the corporate level, in the manufacturing side of business, How does the perspective of black people, how does that create value for Nissan?
Well, the first point is that you have to know who your customers are, and we absolutely know that our customers are some of the most diverse in the automotive industry, with nearly 40% of our customers being multicultural consumers. So we know that in order for us to continue to drive value for these customers and to speak to them in relevant and authentic ways, we have to have their voice at the table. So without those different voices, we couldn't continue to innovate that the way we do. We couldn't continue to produce and design market-driven vehicles. So having the voice of the customer represented at the...
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Table is highly important for us, and it is how we continue to innovate.
You know, it's interesting because when I think about DEI, you know, you're championing, obviously, the acronyms, diversity, equity, inclusion. But so often, like, you know, when we get in these positions, whether you're coming in as an engineer, whether you're coming in on the sales side of a business, and then on day one you want to, you know, champion DEI. Can that be a could it be a mistake? Because I've had these conversations where, you know, people want to come in on day one and be just throw up their fists in the sky, right? But would you admonish us to actually be good at your job first, what we hired you for first? Like, what would you say to that when somebody feels like they're in a position where they want to, you know, create opportunities for other people, but they may not have earned the stripes? Or should that be the case, that you got to earn the stripes?
Well, one of our beliefs as it relates to DEI at Nissan is that DEI belongs to everyone. Diversity, equity, and inclusion belongs to everyone. So this is not something that can be a torch that's held solely by me or my chairperson. It can't be something that employees, you know, even at the lowest level in the organization, feel that they aren't being heard or that they're not being valued. So it's really important for everyone to feel like they own it, to really understand the company's strategy and vision and mission and how DEI fits into that. And certainly for us, DEI is fully embedded into our corporate strategy. And so it is important for everyone there to have the opportunity to speak their voice, to be heard. And of course, you have to be very thoughtful and professional and strategic in how you do that. But there's certainly a place for everyone to be themselves, to be authentic, to be heard. And we welcome all of our employees stepping up and participating. We have employee resource groups that really provide this opportunity for employees to support our DEI initiatives at any level of their career. And we always say that you don't have to be a member of to stand with. So in other words, like, we have our Black employees at Nissan, that group is for people that look like us in this room, but it is also for our allies, those people that have to come with us and those people who need to learn about us. Because, you know, another thing that we really push for is inclusion. We have all the diversity in the world, but if we don't value that diversity in a way that diversity is included in our organization, we don't really reap the full benefits of DEI or of having that talent in the organization. So we really encourage and basically require, not just encourage, but require our leaders at the senior manager level and above to have inclusive conversations with members of their teams so that they are building that trust and learning about other members of their team so that we can continuously innovate together.
You know, it's one thing to have a large slate of Black employees on the manufacturing line. You know, I'm curious to know what you guys have done to make sure that we're rising through the ranks so that we can see more chiefs like yourself in the organization or vice presidents or, you know, directors.
Absolutely. So, you know, for Nissan, ensuring that we have representation and advancement of our Black employees and even other diverse populations is really important to us, and it's critical to us, because certainly there were times in my career that I felt like, hey, I want to be there, but I've never seen anyone that looks like me there, right? So that representation is very important. And one of the things that our chairperson did was that he sat down following the George Floyd incident with the Black employees at Nissan to hear their story, to hear how this incident impacted them and what the company could do to really speak to them and make sure that they felt included and like this was a home for them. And so we heard a lot about what more we could do to develop our Black employees. So we have partnered with McKinsey, which is a global management consulting firm, and we have a partnership where we have sent cohorts of our Black employees through their development program. We started with all of our Black executives, so 100% of our Black executives had the opportunity to go through that program and be matched with sponsors that were, you know, top leaders, senior vice presidents in our company. And we are now have had several cohorts of non-executive emerging leaders, so anyone from analyst level up through our senior manager level, to make sure that we're fully developing our employees. We have lots of training opportunities that we fully invest in for our employees. Certainly, we offer professional development opportunities, mentoring opportunities. So we are really focused on doing the things that we need to do to ensure that our Black talent is prepared and ready to continue to rise through the ranks.
No, I like that. You know, there's this old story. It's kind of a cliche, but there was a CEO and a COO walking the line of a floor. And, you know, the CEO says, you know, we got to invest in our people. We got to, you know, build them up. And the COO says, well, what if we build them up and they leave? And the CEO says, well, what if we don't build them up and they stay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think about what you just mentioned about the things that you guys do to build your employees up. But let's talk about let's dig in there. So financial literacy, like why is that important to Nissan, even internally and externally to the communities that you guys serve?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, one of the jobs that I had at Nissan was that I served as our finance director or controller for our Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. So clearly, by the fact that we have a finance arm, you see that we not only design, but we manufacture, we market, we sell, and we finance these amazing products, right? And we know that our customers go into that dealership, and that experience they have in those dealerships really speaks to how they view Nissan as a brand. Now, we don't own the dealerships. They are independently owned businesses, but, you know, we certainly have agreements with them. And so we know that if that experience for the customer is not good, they're going to say that, hey, I'm not going to spend my money with Nissan. So it is important for us to build that financial literacy, you know, for our customers and our employees to ensure that when they buy a Nissan product, they know that they have made a good investment. And they walk away from that transaction feeling like Nissan really partnered with them and left them in a place where they feel very comfortable financially. So ensuring that we provide our customers and our employees the tools that they need to make good financial decisions and to build that generational and that personal wealth is important. You know, for our employees, we offer opportunities for them to take part in financial literacy courses through our benefits programs. Our Black employees at Nissan this year sponsored a session where the employees had the opportunity to participate and learn about personal financial wealth and building that wealth. And even externally through our philanthropic efforts, we partner with many organizations and certainly some that are focused on financial literacy and delivering that literacy directly into the community. So two that come to mind are Youth About Business and Junior Achievement, which focus specifically on students. And we also have a partnership in Mississippi where with the education partner where they offer financial literacy training to teachers K-12.
You know, Sean, you got me thinking because after George Floyd's murder, like there were so many companies who started to bring on DEI practices. You've been doing this work for a long time, you know, so I wonder how we make this sustainable. Like in at the end of the day, to some, unfortunately, this is like a nice to have. Like we got to have, you know, you got to put a person in a position, and it's just a nice to have. But there's also financial implications. Like this, we bring value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you promote, you champion Black people and Black communities, that has a financial imperative also. So how do you communicate to even your counterpart companies or companies outside of your industry why it's important to invest in Black people?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we recognize and acknowledge that our employees and customers and communities expect us to align with their values and expect us to be inclusive of their perspectives and needs. And we also recognize that there's a lot of competition out there. You know, people have many choices as to where they want to spend their money when it comes to buying automobiles, right? They can choose Nissan. There's others out there. But we have to make sure that we are doing the things that are important for our employees and customers and to acknowledge that, you know, customers and people in the community see major corporations like Nissan as more than just a car company, right? And so they want to make sure that the companies that they spend their money with are also investing back in their communities. And for us, that looks like our philanthropic partnerships that we have through our Nissan Neighbors program, where we focus on environmental support, educational support, primarily STEAM education and humanitarian aid. It's also our Nissan Foundation, which is has a singular mission of supporting nonprofits that have educational programming specifically focused on raising awareness of our vast cultural differences. It's also about the opportunities that we create for businesses, suppliers, our dealerships, making sure there's diversity there. So, you know, in a specific community, we have to make sure that we're building up those communities, because when we build those communities, it creates a goodwill, a feeling of loyalty, and an affinity to our brand, which means that more customers, more people want to buy our cars, and that's important.
You know, when you were telling your story about your growth through Nissan, I was listening, and I'm like, you said that you were vocal. Like, people knew this is where Chandra wanted to go, right?
Yep.
And I love that, because I'm wondering, like, how, because a lot of the people in this room are either just starting their careers or will start their careers very shortly. Mm-hmm. How do you know that you're on a growth trajectory mm-hmm. when you're with a company?
Well, I will say one way that you don't know is if you're not speaking, right? Mm. So you have to go into your career and into the company and really...
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
put forth the effort. So you know you're there to do a good job, right? You know you're there to perform. And even once you're there, you're competing. You're competing against all the people who came from many colleges around sometimes the world. I mean, we're a global company, so we have people from, you know, all over the world that work right here in Tennessee with us. But you also have to be able to collaborate with all those individuals, right? And so it is very important for you to make sure that you are performing, that you're doing the job well. But the other piece of it is, you know, like at Nissan, we say, you know, you own your own career. Now it's our job as a company to give you the tools that you need to advance in your career and to have those conversations with you. However, you also have to speak to your leadership about what it is that you need, right? So if you need something, you know, whether it's a training, you know, speak up and say, hey, I need this training. Whether it's you can take on more responsibility, hey, I need more, give me more, I can handle more. Whether it's, hey, I've been doing this for a couple of years, I'm ready to do something different. What are the other opportunities for me? And I always encourage young people when they come into the company to talk to people in different areas of whatever that function is that you're working in, or even other functions that you might interact with or touch, you know, as you are advancing in your career. Make sure you're having those conversations constantly. And that is also what helps you build your network. It helps you pick up mentors. Eventually, what you don't realize is there are people there to sponsor you. And so it's really important that you recognize that, you know, once you even get into a company, you can't just sit back and wait for that company to give you everything. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I'm doing a good job, these promotions are going to come. No, it doesn't happen that way. You have to speak up. You have to be vocal. You have to, you know, read the room and know who your competition is and know how to advance in the company. You have to have that professional maturity. You have to be able to navigate that culture.
How much personal investing in yourself did you do to separate yourself from the pack? You talked about the people that you're working with, you're also competing with for mm-hmm. new opportunities. How much personal investment in yourself did you do to, you know, create that distance?
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. You know, for me, I decided that I was going to go into corporate, and I majored in accounting, and so I had the opportunity to consider going into one of the, at the time it was the Big Six accounting firms. Now it's not Big Six anymore, but I still wanted to have my CPA, right? So even though I was going the corporate route where the CPA wasn't necessarily a requirement, I felt that is going to be something that sets me apart. So I made sure that I completed that CPA because that was just another check that I had in the column for why I was the right candidate for the next opportunity. So as it relates to self-investing, you have to continually to do the things that build you up. So, you know, seek out that additional training. There were times that I took the opportunity that no one else wanted, right? You know, don't always go after the sexiest job. Take on those roles that aren't necessarily the sexiest. And what I found a lot of times after doing that was that I left that role in a position that it became a much more sexy role than what it was before I had it. So invest in yourself by going after the training, the mentoring, the sponsorship. Those are the things that you can do to set yourself apart.
I'm going to ask one more question, but if you do have questions, we'll take two, and I would ask that you go to the mic now if you do have a question, and I'm going to get to one more, and then we'll see if two people show up. But so it's no secret to anybody in this room that the automotive industry, particularly on the manufacturing side, is getting more and more robotic, right? There's more and more robots filling up these manufacturing lines. For students in this room or who may be interested in being in the automotive industry, what jobs inside the industry, you know, have the longest longevity opportunity to be able to create a fulfilling career?
I think the thing that, I mean, everyone sees a lot more electric vehicles on the road, right? So that is where the future of the automotive industry is headed, absolutely. And for Nissan, our goal is that 40% of our cars will be electric by 2030. and that we will be carbon neutral by 2050. So autonomous driving is also a major technology that is coming. And so for us, as we are looking for the talent of the future, absolutely, we are looking for that talent that's trained in data analytics, artificial intelligence, robotics, augmented reality. Those are some areas that are going to be the areas of the future. And certainly, you know, anything in the STEAM area is going to continue to be important to us as well. So I say, you know, the things that you're doing today and any sort of, you know, additional training you can get in some of these other areas I mentioned are what will certainly be in demand for us in the future.
I love it. Before we get to the questions, let's give it a round of applause for that. You can come to the mic and say your name and where you're from.
Hello.
We hear you.
So most of my career was definitely in finance, but the unique thing about my career in finance was that I supported many functions. So finance is just a support function, right? Our job is to basically make sure that the company continues as a going concern. And so we partner with different areas of the business to help them achieve their goals and strategies and initiatives. And so I started out working with our manufacturing organization. I supported our supply chain management and logistics organization. I supported our Infinity division, which is our luxury brand. I supported them from a U.S. Marketing and sales standpoint. I supported the Nissan division. I supported purchasing. And when I supported purchasing as the controller, I supported our parts production, which, of course, you can imagine that's the most significant thing that we're buying every year, you know, to produce a car. There's lots of parts that go into that, from the steel that's used, you know, all the way to the seats that are in the interior, right? So I literally pretty much supported probably just about every function in the company. There's a few that I didn't, but, you know, I touched on a lot of those major areas of the company. And in doing so, built relationships with the people in those functions. And then in order to truly be effective in my role, I had to understand their business as well. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just about understanding finance. It was about understanding that function's business. And then once when I was in purchasing, you know, I mentioned all of the different commodities that was responsible for from a buying perspective, but I also had supplier diversity. I also had our supplier relations, which included like our planning our huge annual supplier awards event, right? So, you know, the things that I've done at Nissan have really spanned the globe. I was part of cross-functional teams where we looked at our brand and things that we could do to grow the brand. I was part of acceleration teams where we looked at how we expand our reach with multicultural consumers. I was on a raw materials cross-functional team. I was on a diversity cross-functional team. So through my career, I really have touched on and interacted and collaborated with people from so many different parts of the business. And that is really what really builds your network and your brand and your value and what you can contribute to the organization.
Thank you. Last question. Ask them both. Go ahead, ask them both.
And my second question is actually, like, what brings you into the office every day? What is, you know, what keeps you going? What keeps you, you know, interested in Nissan and then also your position? And then do you think that is across the board as far as, like, retention, employee retention at the company?
Okay. So your first question related to if you're not in a technical area. So, you know, as a corporation, I mean, it's much more than just the technical aspects. I mean, right? I mean, we certainly, that is key to who we are as a company, right? We build and manufacture these vehicles that have to be safe and have to be a good investment for customers. But there's all these different areas that are needed to help support that, right? So, there's many majors out there, you know, like communications is really important, being able to write, being able to articulate a message verbally, knowing when to communicate, you know, in a written format versus a verbal format, knowing when to pick up the phone versus, you know, shooting off a crazy email. All, you know, those types of things are important. Being able to collaborate, you know, to come into work and to be able to solve problems with people who think differently from you. How do you build relationships with people who are thinking different? How do you help, you know, if you're, for example, in the communication space, how do you help a function like, I don't know, maybe an engineering function, communicate something that is important, you know, either internally or externally? So there's many different areas of the company that are important. You know, certainly marketing is a huge thing. You can create an awesome product that is the highest quality, but if you don't know how to market that to the end consumer, you're not going to go anywhere with that product, right? So there are lots of other skills that are really important, but I would say, you know, personally, being able to communicate, collaborate, build relationships, network, those are some skills that everyone can practice and hone.
Her second question was, what gets you up excited to go to work, and how does that play into retention?
So on the panel earlier that I was on, Ramesses said that, you know, he said, I'm going to go to Nissan and I'm going to be there 3 years, right? And I said, I'm going to go to Nissan and I'm going to be there maybe 3 years, maybe, right? And here I am 18 years later. So I completely agree with his point that we went into this not expecting to be here so much later. But I think it's just the ongoing potential for Nissan. We're constantly rethinking who we are, right? And so one of our the things that we're doing is we're changing our business, changing our product, changing our culture. And when you as a company recognize that, you have to look inside and say, what is it that I need to do to continue to retain the top talent, to continue to be relevant in the market? How do I need to constantly do a PDCA, a check on what I've done in the past to
PDCA,
understand what I need
PDCA,
to.
What's that?
Let's see. I have an engineer here. Help me out. There we go.
There you go. Okay. I'm gonna let that one slide. I'm like, okay, that's a new one for me.
Yeah. So we use that phrase as a way to say that we constantly have to reassess, look at what we've done, figure out what we need to change, create that action on how we need to move forward. So when you have that type of culture, you're just always motivated to change things. I mean, we really encourage our employees to innovate, to speak up, you know, and sometimes that's hard, right? And you don't always have the perfect leader that is welcoming of hearing that voice, but it is something that we are truly focused on in our culture, to make our culture one where everyone feels that they belong and that they feel that their voices are valued and heard. So I think it's just the constant opportunity to make Nissan better, to be a part of this company that has the potential to continue to be great is what wakes me up and keeps me going every day.
To do what others won't dare to do.
To do what others won't dare to do.
Hey, y'all give it up. Chandra Vassar, y'all. Give it up. Black Tech Green Money is a production of Blavity Afrotech on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia. It's produced by Morgan DeBon and me, Will Lucas, with additional production support by Sarah Ergen and Rose McLucas.
Special thank you to Micah Davis and Vanessa Serrano. Learn more about my guests and other tech disruptors and innovators at afrotech.com. Enjoy your Black Tech Green Money? Share this with somebody. Go get your money. Peace and love.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.